something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ari, your host for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'm going to be joined in just a moment by two of our really bad advice givers. But before we do that, I just need to get some disclaimers out of the way. We are not actually professional advice givers. You take our advice at your own risk. If something bad happens from our advice because you followed it, it's not on us. Don't come crying to mama on that one. Okay? It's all on you. All right. Let us get to this. Let me introduce you to your guests for the... What the fart is you doing there, Andrew? By the way, folks, we are on a video call here, and so we can see each other, but it's just an audio podcast recording, and there's a weird set of things going on the screen, so we're a little distracted tonight, today, this morning, whenever we're doing it. All right, so where do we get our questions? We get it from friends, family members, things that we hear, people who send in questions, just generally stuff that makes us wonder. So let me introduce you to our experts. Hello, Frosty.
Yo, I'm here.
And we'll also call him Darren sometimes. And hello, Shannon.
Hi, Ari.
All right, so here's the question of the day. How do I tell my neighbor that their dog is barking too loud and keeping me awake at night without starting a feud? Shannon, we'll start with you.
Well, what I like to do is tell them that their dog is actually God, and he's told me to kill them. And so when the dog barks all night long, so kind of a Son of Sam thing, and then going over and being like, oh, God told me to come in and hurt you guys. So just letting you know that he speaks to me every night through your dog. You might want to keep him inside.
Interesting advice and very spiritual.
Thank you.
Darren?
So at first when I read this question, I thought is how do you stop the dog? And my answer was drug the dog. But then I read it again. And I'm like, okay, you can't do that. How I would do is I would record how loud the dog is. And then I would wait for when they go to sleep. And then I would broadcast it through a set of speakers over my fence into their area very loud for hours and hours and hours until they said to me, you know, what's up with the dog? And I'm like, what dog? I don't know the dog. I don't know what dog you're talking about. What dog? And then the next night, and oh, it would just drive them crazy. And I probably wouldn't stop because I'm not a good neighbor.
Really sensible advice. I looked at this a little differently. I want to use the dog's noise as cover. And so what I'm going to do is the dog is barking so loud, I'm going to use that opportunity to relocate the meth lab that I've got in my garage into their garage. And I'm going to let it just go, right? I'm not going to worry about anything. And eventually what's going to happen is somebody's going to phone that in. And then not only do I have to not worry about the dog barking anymore, but the cops will come, they'll take the guy away, the property will go up on a bank foreclosure, I'll be able to buy it really, really cheap and expand my meth lab into two properties because nobody raids the same meth lab twice. So that's my plan for financial security.
So you're pretty much, you're rebooting Breaking Bad is what you're telling me. I just want to make sure I'm clear. That's the plot line to the reboot to Breaking Bad?
Kind of.
Okay.
Now that I think
about it. Are you
going to
tell the cops that it was the dog that called the cops?
No, it'll be the... Oh, that's a good question. Who would call the cops?
You call the cops. What are you, stupid? You call the cops. What does it matter?
No, the dog to call the cops.
They're going
to
find the meth lab. You think they're going to go back, I wonder who called on the meth lab. Who cares? They found a meth lab.
The dog did.
And then you got Jesse Pinkman, and you used to do your crime.
See, but now that you mentioned it, it's the whole Breaking Bad thing, I'm wondering if maybe I need to come up with a slightly better solution because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, just get a hat, find a really desolate place near you, get an RV, and just have a three-location place.
Okay, or I could open up a coffee shop and just put one on every corner. And
oh, God, what are you, from the 80s? You're like talking about, you're like a comedian talking about, I could open my own comedy club. Forget the coffee shops. What are you? Come on, man. It's 2024.
Yeah, but
coffee shops
gonna,
on every corner. What are you? I'm gonna
pay
manufacture pants next.
But if people are gonna pay $25 for a double tall grande latte puppy with a shot of foam.
Do you know what they'll pay for meth? Have you thought this through? Come on.
Meth is way cheaper than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but you need it more than coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need like a Starbucks brand. You need like a Tim Hortons price for your meth.
Yeah. Well, and in Canada, the police deliver your meth, so it's perfect. Oh, no, they deliver your coffee, pardon me. So you're totally covered that way.
Oh, that's weird, only to, yeah, anyway.
It's a weird temporal reference.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yes.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get that political, because we're talking about how we shut a dog up and how do we tell our neighbor, so.
With crystal meth. You give the dog crystal meth. I already said that off the top. You drug the dog.
The dog will bark way more if you give it crystal meth.
Oh, yeah, but for a shorter period of time. Come on, for a shorter period of time.
It's going to see Scooby Snacks everywhere it goes. It'll just be like,
so, yeah, so this episode sponsored by your local Humane Society. And
PetSmart. Sponsored by PetSmart.
Yeah, don't.
Your dog hooked on crystal meth? Bring it in here. We got all kinds of dog treats for your crystal meth dog.
Can you imagine?
PetSmart.
Can you imagine like a safe consumption site for animals? Just, I don't know why.
Yeah, that it's called the dog park.
Yeah. You already got a fucking fence around it.
That's right. There's poop from all those people that didn't pick up after their dogs. And then there's also like all the needles from the people using in the neighborhood. So
yeah,
it's great. The dog's got all the things they need. Free.
Okay, so basically you tell your neighbor to move to the
basically,
dog park.
You get your neighbor's dog addicted to some sort of drug.
Yeah.
And then the dog turns on the neighbors. And then they have to come and take everybody away. There we go. That's how
perfect. And then we put it on TV like a Dr. Phil situation. We all make money.
Perfect. It's great.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
A reality Ralph show.
Yeah. Dr. Frost, animal therapist. Want to get your dog to a boot camp? Come on. There's tons of poop and needles over here. Come on.
All right. Well,
Hi,
there's
Dr. Frost. Here's your new next patient. Oh. This is Scruffy, and he's a blue collie, and he's got some ADHD and celiac.
And he's barking a lot. What's that? Who's down in the well? What, you getting your crystal meth in a well? Well, don't. No.
Timmy, get out of the well.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm dying here.
All these episodes just ground to a halt at one point. You're all like,
it's
this
like
is crazy. This is nuts.
It's honestly, like the dog right in front of the car. Screech!
Honestly, Darren, it's you that, because we're just going, where did he go and how did he take us there?
Yeah, come on. You're asking me about dogs. What do I care?
You care.
You care. Come on. Secretly, you're a dog person.
Oh, yeah, I have a dog. My dog doesn't bark. Well,
you have one of those little tiny Kleenex box purse dogs, though, don't you?
Sure. You should see the helmet we both put on.
Dog.
Yeah.
No, he's not a fluffy dog.
No.
Okay, well, that's a weird moment, and we're just going to get out of here. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you,
Darren.
Welcome. All right, thanks. Spade and neuter your pets. Spade and neuter your pets.
Yeah, do them both. Spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah,
yeah. If you spay and neuter them both, there's no question about their identity. You got it covered. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Andrew's our technical producer in the background. He's going to work some magic to make this all make sense. If you have a question you want to put to our experts, just go ahead and send it to us on our website. I've been your host, Ari, and this has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.